Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and actually we're talking about Future Frames right now, and Red Film Radio is media partners with Future Frames this year, and I'm very pleased to be joined by a former participant of Future Frames, Ondrej Udacek, from the Czech Republic, a director of, and you presented the film Peacock last year. So, well, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
First of all, the first question, I guess, is kind of, let's start off with your film, the film that you presented last year, Peacock. Could you tell our listeners maybe a little bit about what it's about and its story?
Of course, yeah. It's a historical movie. Mm-hmm. It's about 30 minutes, and it covers the youth of a famous Czech writer. It's kind of this unknown history of this person, because we most of the people know his work, but don't know the story behind the man. And so when I first discovered the story, I immediately saw a film in my head that I would love to see one day on a big screen. So
I see. Do you imagine his life then?
Well, it's based on some facts that we found in his biographies, but it's of course there are some details that we had to come up with. But I would say it's pretty accurate, I think.
Very good. Who's the writer?
His name is Ladislav Stroupežnický, and he's the, he lived in the, he was born in 1850, mm-hmm. and he's one of the first realistic writers. In a Central Europe, so it's like the birth of this, when the Romanticism era ended, and this birth of this new modern approach in theater. It kind of resembles his own story, because his youth was very full of romantic passion and love and revenge and jealousy, and then he went through this incredibly tragic moments in his life that made him to become this writer. So it's quite serious topic, but it's told in a very sarcastic and humorous way.
Well, do you draw influence and inspiration from his actual style of writing in the film somehow?
No, I would not really. It's more, the inspiration more comes from other films and I would say also paintings and music. Mm-hmm. The films out. Easiest way to describe it is if you would imagine. There was at one festival when I went. There was this audience member that came to me and said it was like Barry Lyndon on crack.
Wow.
And I think that's what describes it.
Barry Lyndon on crack. That's great. That's really good. Next, so you presented the film last year. Did you present it? And at the Carlo Vivari Film Festival. Did you present it within the Future Frames program? What was that experience like?
Oh, for me, it was really great, because it was the world premiere of the film for us. So, and to have a premiere in the Czech Republic with all your friends and family, it's always great, I think. So I really enjoyed that, and of course, since this was like the first festival, it kind of exposed the film for the other festivals. So the film traveled quite a lot last year. We got accepted to Toronto International Film Festival afterwards, because we still could have the international premiere status there.
Yeah.
And then we got to Sundance, which was really a great surprise for us, and other festivals followed. So it gave the film a lot of credibility and exposure. So it worked very well for me.
Right. What was the reaction in all these different places? Did you notice any difference between how the film was received in one country to the next?
No, actually, it's that I'm very happy that the reactions were basically the same everywhere. Okay. It's I think it's, even though it's a local story, but it's very, I think we managed to tell it in a very universal way, that people can get the sense of humor and the sarcasm in it, and it translates in the other languages. There's not that much dialogue. It's very visual. Oh. There's very I think that might be also the reason. But it works. It works so far everywhere. So,
well, let's get back to. I moved a little ahead, I guess. I wanted to ask you another question about Future Frames. Yeah. So, beside the screening, what was the experience of actually? The different things that happen. Basically, take us through what sort of happened in the program of Future Frames last year.
I think it was similar to this year. I think it was about 3 days, mm-hmm. and we had the screenings and the Q&As, which were pretty cool. I think because the audiences here, I think they are very open-minded, and they ask a lot of questions. Yeah. Some very interesting questions, and it's not usual that you would have so much time for short films to be presented in the way they are here, and to have the time to actually talk to the audience. That's which I think it's great, because you get the feedback, you get the reactions, and you can talk to the people, which is great. I was doing the same what I'm doing right now. And we had some interviews, and of course, because it was Czech film in the Czech Republic, so we got attention to the media here, which helped me also, because I'm developing a feature film script that's based on the same character in a short film, so it got attention towards this new project. So that was another great thing.
That was something that I wanted to kind of ask you. Was it a good experience for networking as well?
I would say yes. I think my experience might be a little different, since I'm like Czech, and so the connection here with the Czech, it's kind of basically everyone from the Czech industry is here, so you can talk to a lot of people from around here. But of course, there are other festival programmers and potential producers that you can meet. So it's like you're creating this network, and you never know. There is nothing. You can say that there is something specific that you get out of it, but there's something that might come at play later because you don't know. It's always good to have to know people, and because you never know
what might happen.
So it's great.
Well, let's end the interview with a little with a question about the future. You kind of brought it up. You're developing you're in the process of developing a feature. What can you tell us a little bit about
it? It's about the same character that in the short film, but it takes place 20 years later, so it's very different story and different style. Even though it's still a historical movie, obviously, it's the genre as opposed to the romance, the kind of biograph, like the retelling of one's life. This is more, I would say, imaginative, and the genre-wise, it's more like a paranoid thriller than romance. So it's different genre, different story. And we were writing the first draft of a script right now, and got some fundings from the Czech Film Commission. And so it's going well. It's slow, but it's gonna take some time, it's going pretty well.
Well, I wish you all the best with it, and I look forward to seeing it in the near future, hopefully.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us.
No, thank you very much, Cosmo.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.